This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. If you already have a question for me, you will see my website and phone number on the screen, both great ways to reach me. There is also a great text version of this memo. If you're listening to this on my blog page, you will see a link above this video window that says text version. And if you are watching on a video sharing platform, you will see a link in the description to that text version. Today's topic is the Chris Whalen CPA Report on Business Owners' Presidential Election Political Sentiment. As it is a presidential year, it is time for this. Many of you who have been listening to my podcast or reading my memos for a while know that I love statistics. I am constantly asking my clients business and personal questions, as this is the best way for me to stay in touch with what is happening at the street level. This analysis wants business owners to answer two questions. Number one, what were your political leanings in the last presidential election in 2016, and what are they currently now in 2020? Number two, if your political leanings have changed, what do you feel are the main reasons? This sample size is 196 business owners, and they are all my clients. All of the respondents are from large cities with 1 million residents or more from the following 10 U.S. cities. If you take a look at your screen, I put up a list of the 10 cities that the respondents lived in and worked in. Now, if you take a look at your screen, let's look at my results. The high-level takeaway is that in 2020, business owners will be voting much more conservatively than in 2016. 44 of the 196 respondents, or 22.45%, changed their political leanings. In my over 30 years of doing this specific poll, that is the highest move I have ever seen. So 152, or 77.55% of the respondents had no change in their leanings. Another thing I have never seen before is that all the changes went in one direction, to the conservative column. When Obama was first running, we saw a heavy swing in the other direction, but nowhere near this large percentage. Not one respondent moved from conservative to liberal or moderate. I want to go over the reasons business owners gave me for their change, but first I want to admit my own bias. I thought many respondents were going to cite the recent unrest in liberal areas as the main reason, but this was not the case. So what did this show me? Well, before any of the life-changing events of 2020, the virus and the civil unrest mainly, the leanings of the business owners were already changed. The virus lockdown and the unrestrained civil unrest solidified their new leanings, but did not have the main influence on that move. Time after time, the same four reasons were given for the change in leanings, and I've put them up on your screen. Number one, the 2018 tax reform, which gave us tax reductions, especially the qualified business income deduction for business owners. Number two, the easing of business regulations since 2016. Number three, international markets are much more open since 2016 to the U.S.-based companies. And number four, the police absence during civil unrest was noted, but again, it was not the main overwhelming reason why people have shifted to the conservative side. So overwhelmingly, this shows that since 2016, the current administration has focused on supporting business owners, especially small business owners. This has not come at the expense of individuals. I urge everyone to go to my blog page to listen to my podcast called Trump Tax Plan Analysis, Percentage Tax Savings from 2017 to 2018. In my CPA practice since 2016, the growth in my business has been substantial, as two of our specialties are startups and mergers and acquisitions. Both of these have been booming over the past few years. The first two items on the list were no surprise, but I was very happy to hear so many small to medium-sized business owners say they had seen much more access to international markets since 2016. Many of them said international customers were pursuing United States-based products and services more than ever. Then finally, how many governors have handled the coronavirus lockdown and allowed unrestrained civil unrest has driven business owners and individuals to the conservative mentality, but again, it wasn't the main reason. Finally, over 92% of the respondents said they feel the economy is going to pick up where it left off before the lockdown, and their future business outlook is extremely positive. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. If you want to become a subscriber to my podcast and business and tax memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.